WSRadioPodcasting.com. Get WS Radio on the go and subscribe to the podcast for this show. Log on to WSRadioPodcasting.com.
Talk to me. WSRadio.com.
Welcome to Baker Radio, Exceptional Legal Talk, with your hosts, T. Hoffman and Liz Miller.
Hello, it's T. Hoffman, the Chief Business Development Officer at Baker Donaldson, Bierman, Caldwell, and Berkowitz, back with you on NashvilleNetRadio.com, where Music City talks online. We're happy to be back with Joel Buckberg. Joel is in our Nashville office and works with franchisors all over the country, Joel, and actually all over the world. You've done some international work as well, isn't that right?
That's correct.
And Joel, tell me a little bit about who you're, what really gets you excited when you get a phone call from somebody and you get all excited about getting a particular kind of case. Obviously, it's those cases that have checkbooks and cash in their bank accounts. That gets you excited, I'm sure. But outside of that, what are the things that really get you excited about taking on a new client?
Best thing about a new client is the chance to be creative. The chance, and particularly in franchising, we have this. It's a wonderfully rewarding experience to take a business and give it the opportunity to grow, to help them structure a strategy and the tactics that are necessary to get them from two units to 200. And that's what we do. We take a long look into the future and say, what is this business going to need 10, 15, 20 years from now? And how can we plan for that as we put together their documentation program, their franchise disclosure documents, and all the things they need to get into franchising in a big way?
And how do clients find you? One of the things that I know is that you're one of the premier experts really in the country on franchise law, and you might not be willing to say that yourself, but I can say that certainly. You're an AV-rated lawyer through Martindale Hubbell, which means that your peers have all said that you have a level of expertise that's above really more than probably 90% of the rest of the lawyers that are out there, because very few lawyers actually achieve this AV ranking status for Martindale Hubbell. But in addition to that, you also were named one of the legal eagles by your franchising peers, which I thought was interesting, because the legal eagles bases their nominations for this particular award on five criteria: knowledge of the law, business sense, whether you are able to understand a business, passion for your client, work ethic, and then finally kindness and character. And Joel, you and I joked about that before, about kindness and character in lawyers, and how that might be an oxymoron for most of the people who are out there who tell lawyer jokes all the time. But it's interesting for me, because I think when you really think about these five elements, they're really the characteristics we want for every lawyer. Would you agree with that?
Sure. I think the information that's provided in the website speaks for itself, and so I won't go over that again. But it was a great honor for me to be named a legal eagle because of the company I keep in that group, and because it represents recognition by the franchise community that I've made a contribution, which I've been striving to do now for so many years, to that body of activity and that body of law.
And the interesting thing about the article where it describes exactly what a legal eagle is, and it talks specifically about the people on the list are the attorneys that their peers believe are movers and shakers in the franchise bar. So, Joel, congratulations on being a mover and shaker. And it does sound like that you've contributed a lot in the area of franchise law. The interesting things that the article also points out is the number of women that are in the franchise practice. While I understand that the number of women is increasing, this has historically been an old boys club. Let's put it that way. It's been a male-dominated area of the practice for quite some time. Has your experience been that women are gradually breaking through to this area, and what do you think some of the reasons for that are?
They're not breaking through gradually. They're breaking through in great numbers. And one of the things I took pride in when I was in-house was the diversity hiring that I did. I was responsible for a law department with over 140 lawyers in 14 countries, and we improved our diversity scores for both women and minorities dramatically during my administration. And so we've tried to continue that here. We actively recruit for our working group, women and diversity candidates, so that our lawyers represent the marketplace. And we take a lot of pride in making sure that not only in our Nashville office, but throughout our hospitality industry service team, which is a multidisciplinary group that we've put together to serve our franchise clients, regardless of what their needs might be, whether it's labor and employment or litigation or trademark, that we are as diverse as we possibly can be, so that we can reflect the values of society and the values of our clients.
Now, you talked a little bit about the hospitality industry service team. Industry service teams are kind of new to the law firm environment. I can tell our listeners that hospitality industry service team is made up of labor and employment, tax lawyers, mergers and acquisitions and transactional lawyers, securities lawyers, immigration lawyers, and I think IP lawyers as well. And what does being around that particular segment enable you to do as a lawyer that helps your clients? Obviously, you can benefit from their areas of expertise, but let's say I'm a franchisor and I just come to you with a simple contract. I don't need an immigration lawyer right now. How does having an industry service team actually benefit the client?
The industry service teams are really a function of what we learned from being in-house lawyers for so many years. It's great to call an immigration lawyer, but if they don't know anything about your business or your industry, it takes a long time and a lot of money to educate them. So the purpose of our industry service teams is to make sure that our team members are educated and knowledgeable about that particular industry. They understand the substantive issues that come up in that industry, which are usually fairly routine and repetitive, but they don't have a learning curve. That's the point. Our industry service teams are designed to make sure that they're far up the learning curve when that call comes in from the client saying, I need help with this problem.
Okay, fantastic. And how many individuals normally serve on an industry service team?
I'm not sure what our current headcount is. It's been growing so quickly, I've lost track. But we try to have the disciplines covered throughout the firm so that we've got support for our hospitality industry team, which covers franchising and particularly hospitality, in all of the practice areas that are typically needed to support a client in that space.
Okay, and I know at Baker Donaldson, one of the other things that really has distinguished us as a firm is the authorship of our lawyers, and you actually have contributed significantly to various publications. In fact, I was reading on your bio that you've written probably as many as 5 or 6 articles that have been published even in the last 2 years. Some of those include The Disclosure Law Violations, Understanding the Penalties, that was published in Franchise World, The Franchise Compliance Sets the Tone, again in Franchise World. Are these things that you enjoy about the practice of law, actually educating others about things that are going on in the realm of franchising?
T, one of the gratifying things about this practice is the opportunity to learn things and share them. And so the opportunity to write and to communicate and to put ideas on paper that help people understand this fabulous business model of franchising is something that I really and truly enjoy. Right now I'm working up against a deadline for the American Bar Association and putting together the judicial update book for our annual meeting in October. And so it's been a terrific experience to be reading cases from around the world and digesting them and putting them into this book, which will be published later this year.
That's fantastic. We'll look forward to seeing that. And Joel, I want to tell you how much we appreciate you being with us today on Baker Radio and NashvilleNetRadio.com. One of the things that I want to end with is to find out a little bit from you about what kind of clients you're actually looking to attract. If I'm a brand new franchisor, I've just left a franchise show, am I the kind of person that needs to come and see Joel Buckberg?
We're looking for businesses that are looking to expand through franchising or think that they will be able to meet their customer needs through distributed locations that can be individually owned and operated by entrepreneurs looking to run their business for themselves but not by themselves.
Great. And they can find out more about the franchising area at your next International Franchising Association meeting, which will be coming up in the fall and quarterly. And they can find out more about Joel Buckberg by going to www.bakerdonaldson.com. Thanks again, everyone, for joining us on NashvilleNetRadio.com. Have a great week.
Hi, I'm Comer Martin, Nashville's Office Operations Administrator. At Baker Donaldson, we think a lot of how we can serve our clients better. Through our Clients First initiative, we have developed 12 standards of excellence that demonstrate the priority we place on our clients and exceeding their expectations. We talk about these standards every single day and how we can use them to be a better resource to our internal and external clients. Here are a few examples of those standards. We are welcoming and respectful in our interactions, personalizing our communications by introducing ourselves and addressing others by name. We handle all communications in a courteous, professional, and prompt manner. Our appearance, workspaces, and public areas reflect our commitment to excellence. We keep our appearances appropriate, our workspaces professional, and our common areas impeccable. We work seamlessly together as one firm, respecting each person's roles and contributions. You can learn more about Baker Donaldson at www.bakerdonaldson.com.
It's not good enough to be successful at selling your item on eBay. There's that pesky hitch we call shipping. And that's where PacMail comes in. We make the perfect partner to ensure the packing and shipping part of